take me back to February at 3 Carats. How was the business going then?
Business was great. We had our best February in ever since we've been there. It was our first full quarter where we were consistently profitable. Our first week of March was really good too. We were in the process of like hiring a bunch of people and really ramping up for the spring and summer.
What happened after the mayor and the governor issued orders to close schools and basically shelter in place?
We really saw sales just drop.
So, I mean, as you know, many restaurants in and around Fountain Square and coffee shops all over the city, in wake of the governor's order, they turned to curbside pickup. How did that work out for 3 Carats?
You know what? It was okay. It was fine. I mean, I don't know. We did in a week what we typically do on a Saturday. So it wasn't like fine, but I mean, we laid off almost all of our employees except for a handful. We took our labor budget down to just me basically working in the kitchen.
Were you trying to weigh how to stay profitable or just kind of like break even?
Yeah, I thought it just was, I mean, it was a way just to maintain cash flow to maintain the business. I mean, we kind of were faced with the decision where we could probably have had some people take some hours, but it would be such a dramatic cut from our employee base that we just thought it'd be better just to allow them to collect unemployment instead of like staying on for like 12 hours or something a week, you know? So we let all of our employees go. We were able to stay afloat. But we also just spent no money. We just used that entire week just to basically blast through all of the food that we had already previously made.
How difficult of a decision was it to decide to close 3 Carats for now?
Yeah, laying everybody off is a hard one. Like, that was the difficult one. Like, so many of our staff have been there since we've opened. Like almost half our kitchen staff has been there for over, like, a year and a half. And so just to look them all in the face and be like, sorry, guys, you know, and just to know the amount of work and effort that everybody put into making this run and just to have the rug kind of swept out from underneath us, you know, that was just really disappointing. The decision to close kind of made for us. Not only was it not really busy enough to really justify being open, but as a public safety issue, you know, once the governor made that decision.
What's next for you and other local Indianapolis restaurants looking forward as they try to survive and reopen again?
We just need money. Like, we have, every restaurant has bills coming up, and our landlords and our creditors are being cool and they're working with us, but who knows how long that's going to last. What are we going to open to? Like, let's say in 3 months or 6 months or however long it's going to take, filter its way out or whatever. And like, I mean, like, everybody's just kind of imagining the economy just like clicking and just being like, all right, like, but no, it's like we're gonna have like 20-30% unemployment, you know? It's like we had like 3.5 million people lose their jobs like last week, you know? It's like, this is, we're gonna be opening to, and like this whole thing is just a brave new world where we just don't really know at all like what it's gonna look like in a month or 2 months or 6 months.